The Indigenous-led All Our Relations Snake River campaign hosted events throughout the Northwest. Tribal groups are pushing for the removal of four lower Snake River dams, and they want the Biden administration to do more. NWPB's Lauren Patterson reports.
Rain lightly falls as people gather on the banks of the Snake River at Hell's Gate State Park outside Lewiston, Idaho.
Creator, we thank you for this journey today. We pray that everyone will be safe here today, tribal or non-tribal.
People pile into wood-carved canoes and take off down the Snake. This is the second-to-last stop for the All Our Relations Snake River campaign, with other events in Olympia, Portland, Pasco, Spokane, and Seattle.
I think the beauty of All Our Relations tour along the Snake River is that it's brought together conservationists, environmentalists, and Native communities and tribal leaders, because we're all speaking in one voice because we have the same concerns.
That's Judith LeBlanc, the executive director of the Native Organizers Alliance and citizen of the Caddo Nation. The organization serves as a national network to mobilize indigenous people around political issues.
We're here because the Biden administration needs to understand this is a majority opinion. Breach those dams, save the salmon, and restore our relationship with the Snake River. And that's what we want the Biden administration to do.
Fighting to restore the salmon populations means reconnecting tribes like the Nez Perce to their traditional foods.
And what I'm seeing with the salmon in the last 2 years, especially this year, is we've had salmon constant all summer and into the fall. I got full freezers with salmon right now. Very blessed.
That's Judy Oatman, a Nez Perce tribal member and local business owner. She caters events like this one. Today, she and her family are serving some of that salmon with elk and bison stew and fry bread.
Flour, yeast. I put, of course, my water and some evaporated milk, some sugar, oil, a little bit of salt. That's my recipe.
The secret ingredient is good heart, says Oatman.
That's the success, is you got to have a feel good when you're making it. I always tell everybody, if you're mad, don't try making fry bread.
As people line up, Nez Perce tribal member Nicole Bashaw tells the crowd about the food.
The buffalo has come from Montana, but the elk is personal favorite right here local.
The salmon was also caught locally. LeBlanc says,
if we keep our eyes on the horizon of what the ultimate goal is to have a healthy, thriving Snake River, that's going to attract even more tourists, and it's going to attract people who want to care for this area, this beautiful area of the Nez Perce territory.
The deadline for negotiations between the federal government and the tribes on the operations of the dams on the Columbia and Snake Rivers is October 31st. This has been a years-long battle. Supporters of removing the dams say it's the only way to save the salmon. Opponents say the dams are still used for energy and agriculture. Reporting in Lewiston, Idaho, I'm Lauren Patterson.